Networking. In this age of technology, it's important to remember the high-touch part of recruiting, especially when it comes to prospecting. And what we're really talking about here is networking. Unfortunately, networking has almost gotten a bad name because it sounds so trendy and almost superficial. But the truth of the matter is, it's a good, informal way of doing business. Whether it's in a more formal setting, such as association meetings, or in less formal situations, such as conversing at a birthday party or social event, there are clearly many benefits of networking. For example, you could possibly pick up names of some potential lead or actual referrals. You may also receive introductions to some key influencers and decision makers in your recruiting territory. Furthermore, by engaging these people in a more relaxed setting, you might find out how to open doors that have been closed to you in the past. A lot of people ask, what kinds of social skills do I need to be good at networking? Ironically, it's not necessarily your social skills that make you a good networker. It's more about the mindset that goes along with productive networking. Right from the start, you have to tell yourself that networking is not a bad thing. It's a positive activity, provided you network in the right places with the right people. Begin by determining which events are worth attending. In other words, does my recruiting mission have something in common with the purpose of this gathering? And are the people I'd like to meet and talk to going to be present? From here, there are four steps to becoming a successful networker. The first is to prepare yourself by exhibiting a healthy self-image. Now, why is that important? And we talk about this all the time. It's very, very critical. Remember that your self-image absolutely controls your possibilities. How do you see yourself? Have you positioned yourself? Do you look in the mirror and say, I'm a representative for the Air National Guard? Or do you say, I'm a career counselor, a successful testimonial, a military expert, an advocate, and creative problem solver from the Air National Guard? You see the difference? Furthermore, if you see yourself as an outgoing, likable, friendly person, rather than an outsider, unfriendly, unlikable person, you're probably going to meet others well, rather than not meet them well. How about someone who says to himself or herself, well, I don't feel comfortable meeting new people on my own. I don't enjoy these kinds of social activities. I don't like social interaction with a bunch of strangers. I'm just not good at meeting people. Therefore, I'm not going to do it. Guess what? It isn't going to happen. Now, if you want to get better at networking, you must first pull together the evidence of you already having a networking-oriented personality and use this to program your self-image for those kinds of results. Your self-image must be strong enough to shrug off occasional negative responses so that you can be free of this fear of rejection and feeling that people won't like you. Once again, this healthy dose of self-image and how you position yourself is absolutely critical. You have to understand that if you're not going to be willing to do that, you need to use other methods for prospecting. Second, and this is interesting, you need to have a genuine, keen interest in other people. You know, people are interested in hearing, not about you, but about themselves. I think Dale Carnegie said it best. He said that you can make more friends in 60 days by asking questions than you ever could by telling them about yourself. So, you have to have a keen interest in other people. Now, you have to say, what am I interested in about people? What is it that makes them tick? What do they know about that I know very little about? People really are the most interesting creatures on earth. Take 100 people, you can find 100 different backgrounds, 100 different fascinations, and 100 different idiosyncrasies. Now, just an aside here, you want to avoid the 3x5 card interrogation approach to working a room. This is when you ask each person the same list of questions as though gathering data for a security clearance. Instead, follow your genuine interests. Ask open-ended questions and let people talk to you about what interests them most and what's on their mind at the moment. What would be some sample questions that you would like to find out about from someone in a networking environment? How about finding out what their background is? How about things like, what brought you to this party? Why are you most interested in this group? What are the things that you find most exciting about being involved with this type of organization? You want to start asking very general questions to find some commonality. Now remember, we teach that 72% of all prospects find unsolicited small talk to be negative. However, this is not a sales situation. This is a networking situation. It's very conversational. What you want to find out are some general things about the person, and the more you can show interest in them, the more you will learn. For example, cocking your head slightly to the right shows interest. That's one of the forms of conversation etiquette. If someone looks at you with a blank stare, it doesn't say anything. So, quickly to review what we've discussed so far. The first step to becoming a good networker is you have to develop a self-image that says, "Yes, I can do this." The second step you have to take is to show a legitimate, keen interest in other people, not just in yourself. The third step, and this is going to sound kind of basic, developing good memory. Now, you may think you don't have a very good memory, but that too is a self-image issue. Memory can be developed and strengthened by choice. A good networker may have a terrible memory for names and faces, but is very, very good at remembering people's stories, little details about them. You may try taking people's business cards and say, "Let me jot that down so I can get back with you." One way or another, and in a way that's flattering to others, you need to capture information about the people whom you add to your network. That's far more important than saying you can remember that person's name as Sam or Bob or Mary. And the fourth step is showing a relaxed personality. You're not going to be effective if you appear to be trying too hard. You know, we've all heard about the person who laughs a bit too loud and too long at every joke and who has a bone-crushing handshake. See, it's a flexible personality. It's something that's finesse, not power. It's like what we talk about all the time with regard to success in recruiting. It's finesse, not power. So, to be an effective networker, let's take a look at the four steps one more time. A self-image that says, "Yes, I can do this." A strong interest in people. A good memory. A relaxed, flexible personality. Not someone who's uptight and rigid, and not someone who takes someone else through the interrogation. You see, people like to do business with people in whom they have some trust and some degree of confidence, and with whom they're comfortable. And that's what networking is all about.